Om Shanti. Today, the creator of the new age, Bap Dada. Today, the creator of the new age, Bap Dada. Come to greet his most lovely, cooperative and close children, the greetings for the new age, new life and the new year. Children in all four directions, are taking the greetings from Bap Dada by keeping him in his heart with great love. On seeing the great enthusiasm and zeal in the children for the new year, Bap Dada is very happy. Majority of the children, even though they are far away in physical distance or us very close sitting here, in the minds of all, there is the zeal and enthusiasm that in this year we will definitely do a novelty, do something new. Whether it is transformation within the self, suffering. or whether it is for success in service. Or whether it is changing souls through one's good wishes and pure feelings, there is great enthusiasm as well as zeal for this task. And along with that, there is also the courage according to each one's capacity. To such courageous children, Bap Dada gives multi-million times help in return for their one step of courage. This is why keep moving forward with courage. Never for any reason reduce this courage, whether for the self or whether for other souls. Because this new age is the age in which you keep the courage and fly. It is the age of blessings. It is the most elevated age. It is the age in which from the bestower of blessings you receive the blessings directly. This is why always remember the importance of this age.
Aram
Whenever you begin any task, whether it is self-efforts or whether it is for world service, always with your courage and Bap Dada's help, there should be the complete faith that there is complete success. The success is definite. It is going to happen. The impossible is going to become possible. This is definite because because this is the age of success. It is the age in which the impossible is going to become possible. This is why whether success will take place or not, or how it will take place, such a question cannot arise in you Brahmin souls. In the horoscope of the Brahmins, success is your birthright. As you are the children who have the rights to success, you need not even think. There is no need for you to even think. Whether there will be success or not, because you will get the inheritance come what may. Therefore, in the new year, emerge the thought in your awareness. Don't merge it, but emerge it. That success is the birthright of we elevated Brahmins in every way. With this faith, and intoxication, the spiritual intoxication, not the egoistic intoxication, but spiritual intoxication. Keep flying. The one with faith in the intellect will surely be successful in every task. In the forehead of such a Brahmin soul who has faith in his intellect, the line of fortune of victory is very strong. It is there all the time. And the tilak of victory is also on his forehead. Shining all the time. This is why in this year keep experiencing it as the year of victory. Do you have so much faith and intoxication? Double foreigner, say, do you have so much faith and intoxication? Yes, you are very clever. You have applauded with one hand and Baba is pleased with that. Very good, very good. You are able to see the tilak of victory on your forehead, aren't you? And what about the Bharatvasis? They have learned too to applaud with one hand. And Baba says, yes, you too are very fortunate. Why? Because the land of Bharat is very fortunate. This is why whether it is the double foreigners or whether it is those who belong, who are of Bharat, both are the children of the bestower of fortune. This is why every Brahmin child is victorious . The only thing is that you have to emerge the courage. Yes, the courage is in you.
Master Sarvashaktivano.
As you are Master Almighty Authorities, aren't you that? Are the Pandavas Master Almighty Authorities? Yes, you are raising your hand very well. So you are waving at Baba very well, and now also keep your hand of courage to raise in this way. And keep waving that hand too. Bab Dada is very happy, he is very proud that each child of mine, he says, has been victorious for countless times. It's not once that you have been victorious, but countless times you have been victorious. You are such victorious souls. Those sitting at the back, are you victorious too? And all of them at the back too are raising their hand, waving at Baba. What about those who are sitting on the chairs? Are you victorious? Yes? And they too wave at Baba. All are victorious? And what about this side, on this side, on chairs? Are you victorious? So all wave at Baba. Therefore, never, never think that I don't know what will happen. So don't bring this word, I don't know. You are victorious. You are, and you will always be. Is it not? Are you definite in this? Are you firm in this? Yes? And they wave again. Very good, very good. Now, once you go back, don't write news of your weakness. Don't write to Baba, Daddy's, Baba, what can I do? Maya came. Don't write like that to Baba and the Daddy's. You are victorious over Maya. Who else will be victorious if not you? Think like that. Who else will be victorious if not I? Immerse this spiritual intoxication. Your mind and intellect get busy in other things. This is why the intoxication gets merged. But from time to time, in between, check yourselves. that even whilst doing actions have I still maintained the spiritual intoxication? Because intoxication will be based on faith. If there is faith, there will always be intoxication. Intoxication is the proof of the faith. And if there is intoxication, this proves that there is faith. Both have a relationship, faith and intoxication. Both are connected to one another. This is why in the year 1999, keep your intoxication always immersed, in an immersed form. Then you will also overcome mistakes. You will neither commit mistakes nor will you lose your courage, nor will you have to do labor, because when Bap Dada sees you doing labor, working so hard or battling, Baba cannot bear seeing that. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like that children do so much labor. This is why. Now, how will you celebrate the new year? You celebrated the year of liberation. You also finished the negative and the waste, and then this year will automatically become the year of becoming free from labor. You are the ones who experience pleasure, not to labor. What do you like? Do you like to do labor or do you like to experience pleasure? You like to be in pleasure, is it not? Therefore, even in your thoughts or your dreams, you should be free from labor. Letters or slips, notes come to Bap Dada, and children have written very good letters and slips which are filled with courage to Bap Dada, that Baba, from now onwards or now Baba, we promise that we will come in the rosary of 108. Many have written very good letters of enthusiasm. letters have come. Even whilst conversing with Bap Dada, children tell Bap Dada, or show or prove to Bap Dada their courage and faith. They have written very good news of that. To such children, Bap Dada says, Bap Dada has already put a full stop to all your past. This is why do not think about the past. Now that you have kept the courage, with that courage and help, keep moving forward. Children have also written very good letters of zeal and enthusiasm for the year, whether they are children from foreign lands or from Bharat. You have written very good letters of enthusiasm. To such children, Bap Dada gives the blessing. With this courage and faith and intoxication, may you become immortal. That is, may this faith intoxication remain immortal. Will you be immortal in it? Double foreigners? You will be eternal immortal in this? Yes? Very good. Those from Bharat too, will you remain eternal and immortal in it? Yes. Those from Bharat have also to take a number. What do they celebrate for the new year? First of all, they exchange gifts. And second, they greet each other. They eat a lot of sweets and give sweets to each other. They also dance and sing a lot. So will you... You should not celebrate the new year only after midnight, for one day only. But for the Brahmin children, in this new age, every moment is new. Every breath you take is new. Every thought is new. This is why throughout the year, not just for one day only, not just for 1 week only, not just for 1 month only, or 4 months only, or 8 months only, but all the 12 months, you have to share Dil Khush Toli with everyone, Happy Heart Toli with everyone. Won't you share that Toli with everyone? Do you know how to share Happy Heart Toli? You are clever, yes, because everyone is raising his hand. Therefore, share Happy Heart Toli with each other. If someone, because of his sanskar, his heart sanskar, or his problem, doesn't take your happy heart totally, then don't lose your heart. You gave it to him, and that made you become an obedient child, and your chart of obedience was accumulated with Bap Dada. At that time, do not think that I gave him Dil Khush Toli, Happy Heart Toli, but he was upset with me. Doesn't matter. That one doesn't know the secret. This is why he gets upset. But you understand the secrets. Baba's rhyming words. Na raz means upset and raz means secret. So he does not know the raz. This is why he gets naraz. He gets upset. But you know the secrets. You know that if someone is upset or he has some problems, he is under some big karmic account. But you should be obedient to Baba. You have to be obedient, is it not? Yes, you are doing very well. You are saying yes. You know, Baba is watching all of you, and Baba is seeing how all of you are waving at Baba so well. You are pleasing Baba very well. You are also nodding your head. You are also waving at Baba. But Bap Dada is of course always very pleased with the children, but again, so Baba is doesn't say anymore, and he continues, when you say, When Baba says you are my child, he accepts you in whatever stage you are, whatever form you are. The father is always pleased with his child. Whatever promise the father has made with you, that however you are, whatever you are, Baba will accept you and will make you worthy and take you back home. He will take you back home with him. You all want to accompany Baba, is it not? Aren't all of you ready to accompany Baba to return home? All of you are ready? Everyone is raising his hand. Are you ever ready to? Anytime Baba says and you are ready? Yes. So children raise their hand. Very good. So you are ever ready? Very good. You are ever happy to? Are you ever happy to? Are you ever happy to? So, what if Maya comes then? So everyone laughs. Then what will you do then? Will you cry out, whether in your mind or even outside, "Oh Baba, Maya has come." You should not cry out. Instead, you should fly. Let Maya stay below and you fly upwards, and let Maya keep looking at you, watching you flying, and it remains below. So keep dancing in joy, and also keep sharing happy heart toli with one another. And along with that, whoever come in your contact and relationship, you should give them one or the other gift. No one should go empty-handed from you. What gift will you give to them? You have many gifts, don't you? Do you have many gifts? Yeah, do you have a stock of gifts? Then do not become a miser. Don't be stingy in giving away gifts. Be big-hearted, be generous. Give someone the gift of power, give another one the gift of cooperation. Give the vibration of power. Give someone a gift of any quality, any value, any virtue. It may not be through the lips, but through your face and your behavior. And to another one, maybe at that time no quality is being emerged or no power is being emerged, but at least give give him even a very small gift, if not anything big. Which is that small gift? The gift is good wishes and pure thoughts, pure feelings. That small gift you should give to everyone. Have the good wishes that this soul is my long lost now found brother or sister. When you think he's my long lost now found brother or sister, then that bad feeling or bad wish will turn into a good wish and good feeling. Then at that time you may wish that may this brother of mine also begin to fly. So at that time give him this good wish or pure feeling. Many children tell Baba that we try to give, we give them, but they don't take. Okay, if they don't receive or take your good wishes, you are, well, they don't take means they try to give you bad vibrations or impure feelings because they don't take your good wishes, but instead they give you bad wishes. But at that time, who are you? What is your occupation? You are world transformers, aren't you? Aren't all of you world transformers? What is your business? Your business or task of or job is to do world transformation, is it not? You can transform the world, and can't you transform a soul? If someone speaks ill at you or gives you bad wishes or has a bad feeling towards you or behaves badly with you, can't you transform that? Can't you transform it from negative into positive? That what he is trying to give you, do you have to take in the negative which he is trying to give to you? Or will you change the negative into positive? And in return, give your good wishes, pure feelings in the form of a gift. Do you have a stock of good wishes with you? It should be, you should be in full stock of that. Good wishes stock should be full in you, and you transform that bad thought into a good thought, then only the title which you have is will be accomplished or will be used in a worthwhile way, as your title is World Transformer. And also think that I have to change each one and if someone is able to do this task of transformation in reality, in a practical way, and thereby bring world transformation in this way, then such a soul is guaranteed that he will claim the throne for 21 births is guaranteed for him if he can change he gets a throne just once, but in every birth he will come in the royal family. That is, he will be very close in relationship to the sovereigns, as he will come in the royal family. Therefore, world transformers at this time will become world sovereigns in the future. Remember this sentence, world transformer only will become a world sovereign in the future. Therefore, always remember this occupation of yours. My task is to transform. My task is to transform. As you are the children of the bestower, therefore become bestowers and keep on giving. Only then in the future it's not that you will keep on giving at that time, but everyone in your kingdom will also be fully accomplished with everything. In this birth you become a bestower and then reap the fruit of that in the future. Therefore do not keep an account that this one did this and that one did that and he behaved in this way with me this many times. Don't keep this account. Instead, become a master bestower and keep giving the gifts to everyone. And what greetings will you give to everyone? So first Baba spoke about gift, now greetings. See, when someone receives or gets attainment of any type from anyone, then that one from his heart or on his lips He says,
Aapko mubarak ho.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ek dusre ko khushi baantte ho.
And also, he congratulates the other one, greets another one. So, greetings, congratulations are exchanged. Even when you celebrate any festival, you congratulate one another, greet one another. Therefore, whoever comes in front of you, you should tell him or her and have the thoughts in the form of elevated thoughts for that person. So let the words be full of joy, let the thoughts be elevated, then that one will automatically bless you or greet you back. Therefore, always speak only those words. And have contact and relationship only of that type whereby they in return congratulate you, greet you or bless you. Do not utter words which do not give a return of greetings or congratulations or joy. Therefore, every word you speak should be like jewels coming out of your mouth. Those words should not be ordinary words. But Bap Dada has seen that up to now, as a result, in the result, well, Baba Singh, up to now, because tomorrow it will change. But up to now, as Baba has seen, that the amount of love and discipline which should be there in the words you speak is not that much. It is not enough. Sometimes the discipline is reduced, the love is also very little. This is why you should speak only those words which are like jewels that is, every word of yours should be a valuable word, should be worth diamonds, because your life is worth diamonds. Therefore, every word you speak should be like worth a jewel. So valuable it should be. Your words should not be ordinary words. neither should they be ordinary, nor should they be wasteful. Sometimes Baba watches. Should Baba tell you the result? Should Baba tell you the result? Because we have to finish by midnight. So should Baba tell you the result? And all that has to be finished by midnight. So that Baba has noticed that some children expand trivial matters a great deal. They elongate little matters. What happens is that when someone speaks a lot, it becomes like an expansion of a tree. Just as when there's a big tree, the seed is hidden. Similarly, many who speak a lot, they think that they are expanding and useful. They are trying to teach, they are trying to make others understand. However, when one goes into too much expansion, then whatever you really want to explain, the essence is forgotten. It's like hidden. And also the energy of speech is used a great deal. Because when you speak, a lot of energy is used up. And your energy reduces when you speak too much. The energy of the brain also reduces of those who speak a lot, who speak too much. Therefore, remember two words, short and sweet words. Short and sweet words. When someone is speaking to you at length, you tell him, don't you, that please, I have no time to hear so much expansion. But when you begin to speak, then you forget that others also have no time. You forget the time. This is why save the stock of your treasures. The treasure of thoughts should be saved. The treasure of words should be saved. Just treasures of powers should be accumulated. The treasure of time should be saved. So save or accumulate the treasure of qualities, virtues, or values. Every day at night, go through the account of what you have saved of these treasures. How many thoughts were saved, and instead of being wasted, they were accumulated in the account of death. Also, how much time was accumulated in the account of the best and did not go a waste. How many virtues or qualities were used for a good task, whether you used your qualities in a worthwhile way, whether you used your powers in a worthwhile way, this is called accumulating. So whether it's your thoughts, time, virtues, powers, how much you accumulated them, that account should be checked by you every day at night, and then a total should be made and found out how much was accumulated. That is how much was saved in your account. Because it is what you really save now which will be helpful to you and also be helpful to others through you. Did you understand? What do you have to do? Everyone asks, what do we have to do? Now this is what you have to do.
Greetings we lena.
You have to accept greetings.
Gift we lena.
You have to
jama bhi
give away gifts. You have also to accumulate. And you have to finish hard work or laboring. When you pay attention to what you have saved, then you won't have to labor anymore. Then you will celebrate the new year as the year of being free of labor. You will celebrate that year in a grand way. Then you will celebrate the year as the year in which you are free from negative and waste. Baba had said that on 18th January, until 18th January, Baba wanted you to celebrate this year as the year of liberation. Baba is not going to ask you now, but still, you have to ask yourself, for how long did you celebrate the year as the year of liberation? On 18th January, Baba will take the account, not now. That is for how many months you did celebrate that year as the year of liberation, whether it was for 1 month or 3 months or 6 months or the whole year. Baba will ask you on the 18th. The double foreigners have celebrated it very well, haven't they? Haven't you celebrated it very well? Even those of Bharat have celebrated it very well. Baba will take the result on the 18th. The one who has celebrated the whole year as the year of liberation, what should be presented to that one? Dadi should say, what present, what prize should be given to that soul who has, or to those souls who have really celebrated the whole year as the year of liberation? What prize will Dadi give to them? Yes, congratulations and blessings are of course there, but what other thing will you give to them as a memorial? Keep a prize for them for the 18th. And Dadiji is nodding her head. Yes, a prize for those souls who have celebrated the whole year as the year of liberation. Let us see how many take the prize. Therefore, the new year means new zeal, new enthusiasm, new courage, everything new and new. Whatever your stage should be now, is now, should not be there the next moment. It should be higher and higher and higher. That is, every moment your stage should rise and rise and rise. Is it okay? Today Bab Dada has to sit up to midnight, is it? Baba is reminding us again and again, you have to sit up to midnight. This is why you have come, is it? All of you have come running here to celebrate the new year with Bab Dada. You have come for that purpose, is it not? It is good. To everyone, whether you are new or old in Gyan, to every individual, from the heart, Baba is congratulating you with the blessings. Welcome, welcome. The Hindi word is Bhale Padhare, welcome. You are the decoration of Shanti One. Welcome, welcome, Bhale Padhare. Remember this word, Bhale Padhare. It's a very, very lovely word. Welcome. See, this hall is looking so beautiful today. It has been decorated so well with the children. Well, it's not physical decoration, but Baba, the children, who are the decoration of this hall? You are, children are the decoration. Today, Bap Dada is going to make the different groups to stand up wherever you are and celebrate with you, meet you, whether it is the double foreigners or whether it is brothers and sisters of Bharat of different zones. Bap Dada will celebrate a meeting with you, but not on the stage, but only where you are. There you'll be told to stand up and Bap Dada will see you. Yes, you will stand wherever you are and Baba will meet you. This new thing should also happen, no? You have come to celebrate the new year, therefore something new should happen now. Who is going to announce? Shashi Ben has stood up and that Dadis are telling something to her. Moini Ben is telling Baba, Baba, there are the little children who have come in the children's retreat, and then there are the youth who have come in the youth retreat, and so first double foreigners will be told to stand up. So Shashi Ben is telling Baba that Baba, they have made themselves distinct. Yes, raise your hand, wave at Baba. Baba said, do one hand clap or just applaud and everybody claps. But children have made a very beautiful greeting card and they are showing it to Baba from their places. It says, please keep it straight so that I can read from here. Divine children, deity children, to be what, angels in 1999. So the divine children, deity children, they have written in big words. They have yes. And the beautiful painting which they are showing, and Baba is saying that they should come forward and do some parade, is it? Baba is telling them to come in the front. Can you come in the front? Just come in the front, yes, with your FM radios, please come in the front. Yes, and do a lot of a sort of a parade in front of Baba below the stage. So Baba wants you to stand in a line in front of Baba below the stage, just near the sofas. Sister Meera is taking care of it. Sister Meera is here. Sister Shashi has also gone down. And the children are coming in the front, just below the stage, to stand in front of Baba. They have got white scarves around their necks, which makes them very distinct, and they are bringing the painting which they have done. It will, and they are playing a song.
proceed ahead. Children can go ahead.
So,
children are requested to go back to their place. All the children are requested to go back to
where you are.
Those who have come for you
and Baba
are
is being shown
your place.
The beautiful card they have brought to Baba.
All have to stand their own place. Please don't come in front. You have to stand there.
There's an elephant drawn in the front and the tree. So all the youth are standing and waving at Baba. Baba is giving them drishti. There are about 180 youth from many countries, at least 30, 40 countries. Any song you have also prepared, like the children? Baba wants you to sing a song. Any song you wish to sing? So they too have prepared a beautiful card. And the children are singing. The youth are singing. Brother Lee is the leader. They are singing a Hindi song. We are shining stars. A beautiful song which the youth have just sung. It's Hindi, English, it's very good song. Baba saying you sang very well. You have great zeal and enthusiasm. This song was filled with zeal and enthusiasm, which you sang very well. The youth have to do or perform a very big task. There should be such a youth group ready so that people invite you on their stage. People invite you on their stage. Can you all hear? Yes? Yeah? Yeah, yes, okay. Someone is asking whether they are getting the translation. Yes, very good. The ones have given them training are also very good. So Brother Lee is here. Who are the trainer? Who are the facilitators? Please come. Please raise your hand. The facilitators. Brother Lee, that is calling you on the stage. They are showing a beautiful card which they have prepared for Baba. And also, Brother Lee, you can tell Daddy that Baba did not say anything for the children. The children also should be blessed. So Baba is speaking to the youth, but the children also should be told something. Anyway, so Brother Lee has brought in front of Baba a beautiful star and the painting done by the youth, something very interesting. This card has many, many leaves, I think. The signatures of all the children. This is Maryadas and the chart. The time has come to change. And the golden will be number one in it. You'll have to take a number one in the task which Baba has given. And now Brother Lee is showing the card. So the facilitators have done a very good job. They have worked very hard. So congratulations to you too, the facilitators, Brother Lee and his group. Very good. Papa is giving them drishti now. They have, the youth have come from 24 countries. 180 youth from 24 countries. You may please sit down now. So those who participated in the Living Values course, Sister Diana, Sister Helen, Sister Carol and the group, please stand up.
I request you to stand up.
All those who participated in the Living Values course. There were about 70 to 80 brothers and sisters from many countries who participate in the Living Values course being given by Sister Diana, Sister Carol and Sister Helen. They are waving at Baba. Baba is also waving them back. Very good. Now become so clever in this subject that Bap Dada and the whole world keep thanking you all the time, because in everyone's life values should be emerged, and that task you have to do, emerge values in everyone's life. Wherever there's someone with a very, very strong negative sanskar, that one should be changed. So someone should be ready in such a way that he should go there and change that negative sanskar. Just like you saw that how there were terrorists in Punjab, and what did the brothers and sisters of Punjab do? They, with the power of yoga and love, they served the souls, and now there is so much change in Punjab. Very similarly, those who have done the Living Values course do some service of the type in which they go to a place where there are no values at all, and they spread the vibration of values there and change that place to such a great extent that those souls are able to imbibe values in them and become elevated beings. And Daddy Janki is telling Baba that Baba in France, there has been very good service, very good response of values. And also in many places this Living Values job is being done a very good way. And Baba saying congratulations, congratulations.
Australia, Fiji and New Zealand.
Yeah.
All Australians.
All Australia, Fiji and New Zealand brothers and sisters, please stand up.
Please stand up, those who are from Australia, Fiji and New Zealand. Wave your hands,
yeah.
Baba can see.
Wave at Baba. Baba is looking at the brothers and sisters of Australia, New Zealand and Fiji. Very good. The brothers and sisters of Australia have, with their courage, taken or bought house, the retreat house, and therefore congratulations for the retreat house which all of you have bought. In that retreat house, someone should be born who can become a mic for you, and instead of you, he should give his experience. And thereby service be increased. Australia has been in the front, and now Baba wants you to prepare a mic and bring that soul in front of Baba. Will you do it? Will you do it? Bring a mic in front of Baba, yes? Baba wants you to bring a mic, yes? Will you bring it? Raise your hand if you say you will. Raise your hand, Australia. Very good. You may sit down. Now, brothers and sisters of Europe,
Dubai, Mauritius.
Europe, Dubai and Mauritius.
Mauritius.
I don't know if it's UK also.
Including UK.
Including UK. So UK, Europe, Dubai, Mauritius.
Wave your hand.
Wave your hand. Very good. Europe has been blessed that Europe is instrumental for awakening many souls. It has awakened and will awaken more. UK is also with Europe. Therefore, it is very good. I think you remember Baba says that Baba used to, at the beginning of the yajna, say Yadavs of Europe, the Yadavs of Europe. So Brahma Baba has remembered Europe many times. So all those who are in Europe or UK,
science wala mike nikalna, jo
you should prepare such a mic who is a scientist, and on behalf of all of you, he should be able to prove science and silence together. How science, we of silence prove science, that's not a big thing. But those of science should be able to prove the power of silence. This is the wonder you have to show through a mic of Europe. Did all of you understand? Europe, UK, raise your hand if you heard. Yes? You heard it? You have to create. And Jayanti Ben is telling Baba that we are going to do a symposium of science. in January. So it's very good. So prepare such a mic who can prove the power of silence through science. You have to do this wonder. And it is going to happen. This is definite. Very good. Very good. What else?
After this, Americas.
USA, North, South, Central America, Caribbean.
Brazil.
All Chile, brothers Argentina. And sisters of Americas. Brazil. Very good. Dadiji is pointing out to the souls of Brazil, Colombia, they've come from so far. Also USA, Canada. Very good. What will America do? What will America do?
America walon ko UN me.
Those of America have to prepare a mic of the UN. He should be a member of the UN. And he should become such a mic who should say that what we cannot do, these people of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University can do, and they are doing, and they will do it. So prepare such a mic from the UN. Who could say this? You are buying a retreat house, aren't you? Are you? Are you buying a retreat house? And what will be in the retreat house? Prepare a member of the UN who could speak on the stage that these are the people who will be able to do the task. You have the courage to prepare such a mic? Yes? Brother Rick is here and he's nodding his head. Yes, you have to do it and it's already done. You have to just become instrumental, that's all. You will do wonders. For so many years you have had connection with the United Nations. Some wonder has to be done now, is it not? You have to do such a wonder of creating a mic of the UN who can say these are the people who are going to do it. Congratulations for the retreat house. Very good. Sit down.
Excluding Bharat, Asia,
all Asia,
Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Singapore, Hong Kong, China, Thailand, Japan.
Such a big group from Asia, because there are over 100 brothers and sisters
Kong,
from Malaysia.
China, Thailand,
so
Japan.
Many youth and children have come from Malaysia, and they're all standing, even Philippines. Big group from the Philippines, big group from Malaysia, also a good group from Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore. So many have come from Asia. Very good, Baba Singh. What will you do now? You are already in Asia.
Asia, Messi, Bond, Ratane.
In Asia there are many jewels
Brahman parivar ke
who belong to the Brahmin family still hidden.
Asia ke kai bhag.
In many parts of Asia many parts of Asia will be part of the new world, Baba Singh. This is why your land of Asia is very fortunate. Therefore, create such special jewels from Asia.
Brahmanatmai.
You are
white bane.
The Brahmin souls, but you have to
bane.
You are of course the mic of Asia, but you have to create other mics and you become the might and they become the mic. They speak for you and you give them the power. They give lectures, they share their experiences. There are many such souls in Asia of this type. Now you have to look for them, search them and make them instrumental. Then you will become the might and they will become the mic. Is it alright? You have to do it. Will you do it? Those of Asia have to do it, is it not? Yes. Very good. They are waving at Baba. You will do wonders. Then Baba will give you a prize. Who brings the biggest mic in front of Baba, that one will get a prize. Who will come? Who will be first in it? Will Asia come first in it? Each one should say, I have to go number one. I have to be the first one to bring the biggest mic to Madhuvan in front of Baba Dada. Baba will see who is going to prepare the biggest mic. Yes, small ones are plenty in your connection, but they have to come on the stage and speak for you. Actually, a mic is the one who comes on the stage and speaks for you fearlessly. You have to prepare such mics. Is it okay? So what will Asia take? What number will you take? What number? Will you take the first number? First number. Very good. A very good soul in Asia. Even the little children are courageous. Very good. Yes, little children. Very good. Sit down.
After that, Africa and South Africa.
Africa and South Africa. All Africa. All Africa. All from Africa. Big group from Africa. The whole continent of Africa. Very good. So souls have come from Lagos to and Baba saying, very good jewels have come. You are clever in doing service, aren't you? What will you do now? Africa has maximum gold. There's a lot of gold in Africa.
Baba Dada ke paas aise
Therefore, Baba wants you to bring jewels.
Jesse. Gold.
Who are in their golden stage in front of Bab Dada. Just as Africa is well known for gold, similarly, there's also Africa is well known for diamonds, very well known for gold. Therefore, bring such type of jewels in front of Baba, who are worth gold, who are worth diamonds. When will you bring them in front of Baba? When will you bring them? And someone is saying very quickly, and Baba is saying, no, Baba wants a date. When will you bring them? Not very quickly, that's not the answer Baba wants. When? Give a date. And the dadis say that, can it be on the 18th of January? Okay, it may not be that quickly. It may not be possible that quickly. But you can bring someone in March. And there is a... Will those of Africa do wonders? You'll do some wonders. Sure. Very good. There are very good jewels in Africa. So till March, you have to bring some to Madhuban and Baba will give you a prize. You like it? Dadiji was away for some time and now Dadi's back and they are telling Dadi, Baba has told them to bring a mic and they have promised to bring a mic by March. Okay, very good.
Russia, all are requested to sit down.
Please sit down.
After that, Russia, Latvia.
Russia and Latvia. And a big group has come from Russia and Latvia.
Russian centers.
All brothers and sisters of Russia. Big, big group has come from Russia. There are over 100 of them from Russia. Baba is giving them drishti. What will those of Russia do? What wonders will you do? Yes? What wonders will you do? Sister Chakradhari is here, Sister Santosh is here. Just as Russia has become free now from communism rule. There's no more communism in Russia. It's free now. Similarly, hoist the flag of freedom so that the voice spreads in Russia. That true freedom can be achieved from here. Let this voice spread in Russia that true freedom can be achieved from this place. Not freedom for a short while, but true freedom forever can be achieved from here. this voice should spread. You will spread this voice. You will make this voice spread in Russia. Everyone loves souls of Russia. Why does everyone like Russians very much? Because Baba is the innocent Lord, and those of Russia are also very innocent, very innocent. Very innocent souls, but very clever. Internally very clever, but very innocent. Because from the face, you seem so innocent, so lovely, so sweet. This is why everyone has special love for those of Russia. Isn't it like that? Chakradhari Ben is nodding her head. Now you have to spread the sound that true freedom can be achieved from here. Very good. Sit down.
After this, Israel.
Israel. Oh, souls have come from Israel. Four souls from Israel, but very special, therefore you are being told to stand up separately and Baba is giving you drishti. Sister Sharona is here with her group. Very special souls from Israel have come. It has opened recently, hasn't it? So you are very, very beloved. Everyone of you is beloved because a small child is loved by the whole family. And the one who is beloved is very close to the parents. And the parents keep giving them drishti, keep looking at them all the time. Therefore, you are very young and you have to do wonders. You are making plans, aren't you? You are making very good plans. And you will surely get success. You are very good. You are few, but you are very good. You have kept good courage. Next year you have to do more wonders and bring a bigger group. Sharona, Baba is looking at you. Is it okay? Very good. Okay.
Facilitators or children group?
Children's retreat facilitators, please stand up.
Children retreat.
Children's retreat facilitators. Where is Brother Kumar, Brother Pure? Where are you? Where is Brother Pure, Brother Kumar? These are the teachers of the children. Very good. You have prepared the children very well. You did everything from the heart with great zeal and enthusiasm. This is why you will surely get the success of the task you have accomplished. Very good group. Okay, sit down.
अच्छा अब भारतवासियों का शुरू करते हैं.
नाउ
पहले पहले जो टूरिस्ट मीट में आए हुए हैं वो भाई बहने खड़े हो जाएं.
ऑल दोज हैव कम इन द टूरिस्ट मीट में इज अ मीटिंग ऑफ टूरिस्ट which took place for the, you know, for 2 days at Shanti One, Brother Ramesh and his group. There are about 100 of them, and they had a very big meeting in which they decided about a conference to be held at the end of May in Shanti One, and also the February conference. They also want to serve the jurists in a big way. 40 of them. What will the jurists do? What will you do? They are saying we will make Bharat a heaven. They are shouting slogans, the jurists, and everyone claps. Yes, jurists, lawyers are clever in speaking, so they are speaking loudly. And everyone laughs. You spoke well. You spoke courageously, and the work of a jurist or a lawyer is to make a weak one strong. So you showed good courage. And whatever disciplines or rules or laws there are, that you are aware of yourselves, and you have to create an environment in which others also become aware of them. The group is very good. Each one of you can do a lot. Because whoever come to you as your clients, they consider you to be a form of God for them. They have so much faith in you. So you can make such clients belong to the Father. Then lawyers will increase, judges will increase. Now you have to prepare a judge who comes very close to you, and he should speak on the basis of his experience that if Bharat is to be benefited, if truth is to be revealed, then it is these people who can do it. It's these people. So you have to prepare such a group who can reveal this. prepare a big judge who can say these words on a stage fearlessly. He can prove, or he should be able to prove, that these are the people who can do it. You have the courage to create such a big mic. You spoke with so much courage. From your words, it was felt that you have the courage, and therefore you have to do this task. They are raising their hand. In this year, you have to do what Baba has told you, and you have to prepare a mic by the end of March, at the end of the season. Will you do it? Baba has given the task to the double foreigners. Baba has given task to the youth. Baba has given the task to the jurists. You have to prepare mics and bring them by the end of the season. Let us see who will do it. Let's see who comes first in this. Will you come first in this? Preparing a big mic and bringing in front of Baba. Very good. And they're all smiling and raising their hand. Very good. Baba is saying, prepare such a mic who can say in public, in front of a large audience. And someone is saying that Baba will bring them in the conference. Baba is saying, that's fine if he says it here. This land is very positive, but he should be able to speak in the public, in front of the public outside. He should say or speak for you. Will you be able to do that? Okay, by the end of March, you have to bring such a mic here, or create such a mic at least, who can speak for you on a big stage outside. This Vakil Baba has a sister, Lata, who's a Madhuban Nivasi lawyer, and her uncle is also very clever. He's a big lawyer too in Bombay. And Dadi is telling Baba that Sister Lata, she looks after these official matters, court matters. She goes to the court also. And congratulations to you. This is Sister Lata standing in front. She is Madhuban lawyer. This time Rajasthan did service. All the sevadharis of Rajasthan, please stand up. All the sevadharis of Rajasthan.
Rajasthan ke bhai bhaiyon ne uthe.
So, very well looked. They did very well and looked after this whole group very well. Brothers and sisters from Rajasthan, plenty of them, at least 500 to 600 or more maybe. They are scattered all over the hall. So Baba is giving them drishti now. Very good. Rajasthan took a good chance of serving and served very well. This is the congratulations for doing service. Congratulations for serving in this group. You know, the government of Rajasthan has changed. Well, Baba knows it. And he says, you know, the government of Rajasthan has changed. Before it was BJP, now it's Congress government in Rajasthan. And what will Rajasthan do? You have to approach the chief minister, serve him first. Then other ministers will come automatically. It was too difficult to serve the Rajasthan government, which was prior to this government. So now Baba Singh, the government has changed. Now serve this government. Congratulate them. So that they come to Mount Abu to congratulate you. Congratulate them in such a way, or greet them in such a way, that they come to congratulate you in Mount Abu. You have to do something new now in the new year. Actually, the ministers in the Congress government, they are also trying hard to influence or to have that impact on the public. This is why you should approach them, especially the ministers, whoever are in the government. Congratulate them for them getting a seat in the assembly, and also take toli to them, congratulate them, meet them, and serve them so that they become cooperative. They say haanji, haanji to you. Up to now, the government of Rajasthan had been saying naaji, naaji, no please, no please. They were not cooperative. But now you should make them cooperative, as it's a new government. Rajasthan has to do this job. See, so many of Rajasthan are here. So many. They are there right till the end. Those at the back from Rajasthan, wave at Baba. All those of Rajasthan, raise your hand, because they are standing right at the end to the other side of the hall. Very good group. Now you have to cooperate with each other and keep moving forward. Okay, sit down.
Baba, Chief Minister ko greeting ki bhejiye, thanks
ki. Nirbhay is saying that you know, Dadi ji has sent a greeting of congratulation to the new chief minister, and the answer has come from there that he has received the he is acknowledged for the letter. And Baba is saying that's okay, but he should come here. He should come to Madhuban, the new chief minister. Now all the teachers, sisters, teachers, sisters of Bharat, stand up. They are so enthusiastic, they are waving instantly. The moment they got up, they started waving at Baba, and everyone else is clapping. All the teachers, there are so many of them. It looks so beautiful, the hall looks so beautiful, with teachers, sisters, all dressed in white. It's a big group, about 500 to 600, even more. It's difficult to really know the exact number from here. What will the teachers do, Baba is asking? in this year.
Teachers, 24 chance.
Whichever teachers have come from whatever place, you have to claim a prize. In what are you to claim a prize? Whole year, whether it's yourself or the other souls in the center or even the students, everyone has remained free from obstacles. Neither should any obstacle come in you, nor in your companions, nor in the students. Do you have that much courage? Do you have that much courage? Then raise your hand. No obstacle, whether in yourself or your companions or students. So, your names are being noted. You have brought a group and therefore your name must be noted. Is your name noted? Yes, Baba is telling Dadiji that keep the prizes ready and Baba is going to give away prizes. Baba will see how many become worthy to claim the prize. For that you have to take three certificates. One is the certificate from your own self. Second certificate from your companions, and third certificate from your students. Yes or no, not the details, but just yes or no, whether they had been free from obstacles or not. Baba won't ask details. Baba won't scrutinize things, but just yes or no. So these three certificates, free from obstacle in the self, free from obstacle with the others in the center, and thirdly with the students. So everyone raised their hand. Baba says, if someone hasn't raised their hand, it means that one is doubting herself. If someone is doubting herself and is not very sure whether she will be free from obstacles or whether her students will be free, you can raise your hand. Hope you are not feeling shy. Raise your hand if you think that you will not be free from obstacles. But no one raises. So Baba says, okay, even if you don't have the courage, but never mind, have a determined thought and the courage will come and you will get the help. Did you understand? Did you understand? Did all the teachers hear? It's good.
Teachers could take Bab Dada.
Bab Dada is very happy to see the teachers because you are Baba's companions in service. This is why Baba is very happy to see the teachers. Baba keeps regard for the teachers because you are Baba's companions. You are Baba's children, but you are also Baba's companions. This is why you get special help. Isn't it okay? Okay, sit down. So, after this,
Maharashtra, khade ho jaye.
All from Maharashtra, please stand up.
इसमें आंध्र प्रदेश नहीं और बॉम्बे नहीं.
Besides Bombay and Andhra Pradesh,
केवल
महाराष्ट्र.
खड़े होके हाथ हिलाओ.
Raise your hand after standing up. Because they are also sitting right till the end, and Maharashtra is the largest group. 2,500, 1,800 from Maharashtra. 1,800 have come from Maharashtra. 1,800. The name is Maharashtra. Maha means great. Rashtra means country. A great country. Maharashtra. So what greatness will Maharashtra show? What big task will Maharashtra do? Bap Dada has told earlier also that there is very good quantity in Maharashtra. But now have to prepare quality souls. So that they cooperate in spreading the voice. You have to prepare a special soul who whose voice has a big impact in the whole of Maharashtra. People of Maharashtra are very, very hard working. They are very courageous. This is why you serve and someone will come. This year, every zone has to serve in such a way that some mics, big mics are created, and have to bring them by the end of March. Will you do it? Are you ready to do it? If you think you are ready to do it, wave your hand. In March, Baba will celebrate a ceremony, and Larigis laughing. Baba will celebrate a ceremony of mics. Baba said, this is mic of London, mic of America. mic of Asia, mic of Ebron, mic of Maharashtra, mic of Andhra. There should be mic of each zone, and then see what wonders will happen. Okay.